Greetings and welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Today is June the 24th, 2016, Wednesday. Exposing Dr. Death, Thank You, Tulsi. Programs are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Christ said that nothing shall be hidden. What is hidden in the dark will be brought into the light. Because of modern technology, the past is being revealed. What has been hidden for centuries, for thousands of years, is now being revealed. Again, podcasts for This Present Truth are archived on thispresenttruth.com. You can contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Exposing Dr. Death. The world really is entitled to know the truth about all matters. But the children of the devil, Christ in the book of John, in the first epistle of John, John says something very profound, the apostle John. The epistle of John, first epistle of John, chapter 3, verse 10. This is how God's children and the devil's children are apparent. Everyone who doesn't practice righteousness is not of God, including the person who doesn't love a brother or sister. Now another translation, this is the New King James, by this the children of the devil are manifest, and the children, by this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither is he that loves not his brother. John is speaking of the children of the devil versus the children of God. So there is, according to the New Testament, the children of the devil. So, I'm going to visit with you today about Tulsi Gabbard and her recent speech. This was her speech here, I think about 6 days ago, and in it she mentioned Dr. Anthony Fauci and what occurred during the pandemic. I'll read basically what the article is about. This is out of the National Intelligence. She stated how this individual worked with and politicized his career leadership in the intelligence community. He was there to suppress truth about his actions, the virus lab leak origins, his role in directing U.S. funding for the dangerous research that caused immeasurable harm and countless lost lives. The documents exposed his direct role in influencing and manipulating IC assessments on COVID-19, and how he lied to Congress in 2024. Then under oath, he denied knowledge or participation in discussions with intelligence officials about viral research. Christ said that everything must be revealed. And the children of the devil, there's a cosmic law. if they are going, God will not allow them to do their evil, whatever the evil may be, unless they tell the world what they are doing, the evil that they're doing, and the truth about the evil that they're doing must be revealed. It's a cosmic principle. Presently, throughout the world, throughout media, to all the countries of the world, especially in the United States, there is an attempt for media blackout on important matters pertaining to the truth about the Iran war, the conflict in Gaza, which is not a Gaza war, it's a regional war with Israel, the truth about Israel as a nation, as a people, the truth about Islam as a religion, as a terrorist religion of hate, about the governments of the world and the corruption within all the governments of the world, including the United States of America, everything, the truth according to cosmic law, must be out for the world, the people of the world, to see. Because if the people of the world cannot see the truth about matters, they cannot make accurate decisions. There are, with this so-called intentional program is in Revelation chapter 6. The world at the end, before Christ returns, will be sick, will be ill. Mankind will suffer health problems because the children of the devil, they will be allowed to do research to create unimaginable plagues, diseases. They will have the right to do genetic manipulation, testing, not testing, to manipulate genome, genes, to splice human DNA into plants, plants into humans, spiders into humans. Whatever they imagine, whatever they want to do, if they're one in it, there's a cosmic law. If they're one in their evil, nothing will be denied them. This is a biblical principle going back to the book of Genesis. So, with Tulsi Gabbard bringing, standing before the media and bringing out all the, not accusations, and already the campaign is that none of this is true, none of this can be proven, this is a hit, this is a political strategy by the Trump administration. No, it isn't. It is God forcing the media, even though they may not like it, they must put out the truth. The truth must be made known to the individuals in the Democratic Party that have been 100% behind the government objectives, the objectives of the World Health Organization. Everyone knows, gets to know the truth. The pandemic caused tremendous hardship, pain for millions of our fellow Americans, for countless people around the world. It's in the book of Revelation chapter 6. It's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The fourth horse. Disease, famine, war, pestilence, animals. Animals who will hate mankind. There will be an explosion in the environment of the creatures, and they will be given permission to attack mankind because mankind doesn't want to be the have the stewardship over the environment, then the environment, God gives the environment, the creatures of the world, permission to attack mankind. So going on, she says, after years of lies, censorship, cover-ups, the American people deserve transparency, truth, accountability. Will there be accountability? No, there won't. For the people that throughout the country on the podcasts I listen to in the news, YouTube, people are demanding justice. Christ said, there'll come a time when justice, like wealth, those that desire to be millionaires, the finance, the money will grow wings and fly away. Justice, there won't be justice for these people. Not at the hands of man for the most part. It will come through the hands of God. Through His hand it will come. Don't hold your breath. The globalist Ted Turner, there was no punishment for him. No punishment for Henry Kissinger. No punishment for George Soros. The punishment came when God determined it would come. But until that time, these individuals are employees of the devil. Christianity, this is a thought that is very clear throughout the scriptures, throughout the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the teachings of Moses, of the prophets of Israel, of Christ Himself, of the apostles, that these individuals, the children of the devil, are employees. They've been employed. People willingly give their rights to their soul, to their bodies, to their mind, to their wealth, to their strength, to serve the devil. They are employed. And that employee has a, that employer has a right to protect them from the laws of the land, any land, up to a point. When God determines, when Christ determines their cup of filth, their cup of everything wicked and evil, and it's very simply, when the cup of sin and evil that they were allowed to do is full, then they will die. We want, the people of this country expect that the criminals in the past that we know about that have been, you know, whether it be a punishment for, like with Donald Trump in the first election, putting Hillary Clinton in prison. And people to this day, you know, are upset because Trump did not do that. He can't. People need to what the young people say, they need to chill out. You're not going to prosecute. You're not going to do anything to these people. They're the children of the devil. The devil has a right to protect them, and he will protect them, even from the laws and the punishments of God. You see, Satan is being allowed to build his kingdom. Christ, the kingdom is going to be, the kingdoms of the world will shortly be put under his care, but not yet. They're under the ownership, the directorship, leadership, control of Lucifer, the illumined one, the plumed serpent. And the Christian people of all people should understand this and know this and communicate this to those that listen to what they have to say. But they don't understand it. They don't grasp it. They don't know Moses, They don't know his laws. They don't know not only national government, but civil government, the government in the home. They don't listen to the prophets of Israel. Christ did. If you're expecting punishment for these individuals, you're going to be disappointed. Don't waste your time. Get to your business. Get to what you are to do. Whether you're a believer in Christ, whether you're an antichrist, whether you hate God, get to what it is that you're to do in life. For those that serve the devil, that have given your lives to the devil, your cup is being filled. It's being filled quickly. Your time is near. Judas Iscariot, the Lord told Judas on the last night, "What you do, do quickly. I know who you are. I know what you're going to do, what you've already done, who you're talking to. There's a conspiracy to kill me. You've already made an arrangement with the religious world, with the government. Lord, is it I? You do what you must do, but do it quickly. Get to it, because your punishment has to come quickly. The quicker you get to what you have agreed to do, the faster your judgment will come." He went out, betrayed Christ, hung himself. The children of the devil, they're employed. They have an employer. Gabbard is talking about an individual who has an employer. She says, "The tactics that you were used to hide the truth are straight from the deep state playbook. Politicized self-serving leaders, like the doctor, covered up their own wrongdoings and abuses of power. They manipulated intelligence, lied to Congress, undermined a duly electric, yeah, you bet you he's electric, a duly elected president, restricting his access to vital facts needed to keep the country safe. But it's time that the American people and the world, I say the world, knows the real story." To the audience, this is the present truth. What she's presenting to you is a present truth. You have a right to know the truth, but you have a right to deny the truth, to run from the truth, flee from the truth, to stomp on the truth. It won't help you. You're going to be sick. These people have made you sick also. Everyone who took this vaccination, you are now considered, you are no longer, you are dual, how do I phrase this? You are a individual with two genetic structures. Two structures. Human and something else. I've stated in previous programs with documentation. In the vaccinations, there were the immortal cells, cancer cells, of Henrietta Lack, woman who was born last century, had cancer. The cells were immortal. They wouldn't die. Immortal cells. Can you believe that? What kind of program was she under? She had cancer, I think, in her uterus. Well, those cancer cells, they didn't, these people of the devil, these children of the devil, they don't let anything that valuable, they don't destroy it. they took those cancer cells and they made sure that they continued, they began to replicate, duplicate, increase by the billions, billions and trillions and zillions, and sent them to labs all over the world. Her cells are international. They're used in vaccinations. The little vial, for the most part, you can be assured, has the immortal cell of Henrietta Lack. And not only that, but also the cells of what is being talked about presently, Nephilim. Nephilim. Half angel, half human. At the time before the flood, before Noah built an ark, the cells of these creatures called Nephilim, Nephilim, different pronunciations, that were half angel, half human. They have found some of these Nephilim cells in vaccinations, some of the 19 injections. I'm telling you, the children of the devil. Then, I did a program 3 years ago on radio. They took the cells of Neanderthal man before Adam was created, from the civilization before Adam and Eve. They found these creatures, and they took the DNA out of those creatures and have put that DNA in vaccines. See, the children of the devil, there are no moral boundaries, no ethics. They do whatever they want. They're in a direct war against God himself. And part of that war, the big part of that war, is directed at every person created after the image of God. I'm way off topic. Not really. I guess I'm laying a thick foundation like you would lay it at an airport. You don't put down 4 or 6 or 8 inches of concrete. You put in 2 or 3 feet. I'm laying a heavy foundation here because many of you maybe have heard this for the first time. I'll tell you the truth. I don't lie to you. Maybe you don't have time to do research. Maybe you don't understand the spiritual realm. Maybe you don't understand the world the way you should. And the Christian people who should understand the world, they don't. The term, what I'm presenting to you, an employer who employs whosoever will obey him and will gladly, for riches, for fame, for wealth, for sin, serve this accuser of the brethren, the children of the devil, who he protects, he can protect them to a great degree. Can he protect every one of them? No. You know, he's no fool. He protects those people who can do the most for his kingdom, for the kingdom of darkness. Those are the principal people that he protects. George Soros. Why can't the nations, any of the countries in Europe, the United States, why can't he be prosecuted? Because he's employed. And the doctor, why can't he be prosecuted? Because he's employed. Eventually, the cup is almost full. But once he does leave this world, the people around him that serve the devil, they will hide. They don't want the world rejoicing over the death of their important people. So you may never hear about it. Some say that Fauci presently is, or not Fauci, George Soros, for example, is already gone. He can't live forever, though he would like to try to. They would like to find the technology to do that. Well, I better settle down. But still, you do need to know the truth. There's no sense in, expecting justice when it's going to be, justice will come, but not in the way we may think at the time that we would wish it would come. That doesn't mean it won't come. It will in some cases, but this employer will protect the people that are building his kingdom. Those people are important to him. So Gabbard goes on to say that there was a year-long declassification, which was a review which supported President Trump's transparency mandate. So this relationship with the IC, what does the IC stand for? Oh, intelligence community, of course. What am I thinking? So with this deep state aspect of our government, he's working with that, again, fulfilling what Revelation chapter 6 talks about, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, war, famine, there'll be diseases, pestilence, plagues, things of that nature. The enemy, the devil, the enemy of mankind, will give his children access to this type of science, bioscience, to murder people, to cause not only wars, but diseases. Most of the diseases are man-made, are created in laboratories. It used to be overseas, now it's onshore. One of the apparatus that is most widely used in America are the universities. The universities with their, you know, not just engineering, but their chemistry, bioscience, all of this, onshore testing. The only problem is it's difficult to actually do the research can be done onshore, but the actual testing has to take place in nations like Ukraine, some of the countries around Russia, South America. So anyhow, I hate to call this individual doctor. He is a doctor by profession, but I would call him Dr. Lie. Dr. Lie, like L-I-E. So anyhow, during the process, testimony was gathered from the intelligence community whistleblowers in retaliation for challenging the intelligence agency's manipulation of intelligence, of the whereabouts, the beginning, and the origins of the VID, the V19. So it was more and more research is revealing that it was gain of function, meaning it does not just happen like throwing a ball down a road, you know, with an incline, and the ball just continues to roll naturally. Well, that's not what happened with C19. It didn't just roll naturally. It was genetically engineered. And even what I'd been reading, some of the science, is it's like taking miniature snakes. That's the best way to describe it. And putting these miniature snakes that replicate in your system, in your genes, your genome, your RNA, your DNA, and these snakes crawl. They just go from one cell or one part of the cell to the next. They never leave. You're altered forever. Forever. Once you have received these, even one shot, you have had DNA from other creatures injected into your system, which will stay. You can't, there's nothing you can do to reverse what has happened and what will happen. This is Revelation chapter 6. I'll briefly read Revelation 6, verse 8. So I looked, there was a pale green horse. This is the fourth horse. Fourth horse. A pale green horse. The pale green, some of the Bible teachers refer to it as gangrene, sickness to the point where people die from starvation and you turn kind of a pale green, or gangrene from disease. Also, it can also mean possibly the some say actually black green, like Islam. So there's possibly that implication also. Its writer's name was Death. The grave was following right behind. They were given authority over the fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, disease, pestilence, plague, made in research labs and distributed to the nations. Also, part of the plague is the wild animals of the earth. The world is going to see the animals, the creatures, become hostile to mankind, more hostile than you can even imagine, because mankind is becoming so sinful. Even the creatures realized that the curse on the world in their domain is mankind. So Gabbard goes on to say that there was a clear pattern of suppression, suppressing dissent, silencing critics, burying evidence that undermined the intelligence community's integrity, and this served the American people. So Dr. Lai, his close relationship with the intelligence community, the dark side. There's always two sides to the ball. Some of her claims were Dr. Lai funded risky coronavirus research linked to Big Pharma and the pursuit of universal vaccines worth trillions of dollars. He was behind-the-scenes advisor who, with his hand-picked experts, pushed the IC to endorse a natural animal origin to hide the dangerous research. He became the nation's pandemic pundit, publicly pushed lies, disinformation, censorship. So his relationship with the IC drove intelligence public narratives. So she's exposing everything, and this is exactly, again, what Christ said would occur. Nothing will be hidden. Everything will be observed, in view, for all to witness, to all to understand. Those who desire to understand will understand. This is one of the signs of the end of the world. In the book of Daniel, chapter 12, Daniel was told that two things would occur before Christ's coming, before the return or the coming of their Messiah. They didn't see Messiah as Christ. But two things: knowledge would increase, and travel. Knowledge, just in the last half a year, the matter of artificial intelligence. This, you will never, though, know there. This is the peak of what Daniel was talking about. That AI will just open knowledge like never before. Even people won't have to think. Like the attorneys, presently now, they believe that a lot of these individuals that go to school to become attorneys may not even have to use the books, because they'll have it available through AI, and AI can write their research papers. So the brain will atrophy, and AI will expand. Knowledge will increase. So now I'm going to take a new direction. Basically, we know, most people at least understand what Ms. Gabbard presented when she went public. Now, what about the family? What about Anthony? Anthony. What about this individual? Where does he come from? Where does he originate? There's a website, Americans for Innovation, or AIM for Truth. And they did a wonderful detailed study on this individual. I'll begin with, remember, in the Epistle of John, chapter 3, the children of God, the children of the devil. So, I'm going to take my time. Let's see here. I have info in front of me. I want to pick what is important. His lineage goes way back. In fact, what I'm going to do is let me tell you about where he comes from. Okay, his birth name is Anthony Stephen Fauci, December 24th, 1940, Brooklyn, New York. He's the son of Antonio, who is a pharmacist in New York. Stephen Antonio Steve Fauci, who was born in September 1910 in Brooklyn. He's the son of Eugenia Lillian Marta Lucrezia. Her maiden name was Abbeys, or Abyss. It could be pronounced either way. A-B-Y-S, Abyss. The father, his father, great-grandfather, would be Antonio Fauci von Schia Siaccia, S-C-I-A-C-C-A, Siaccia, Siaccia, born in trying to see where his, well, didn't say where he's born, but his father's grandfather, or his father's father, his name is Raguette André Abbes, 1838, dies in 1925. And he's the grandson of Raguette War Commissar Abbes. And so he already, you can see these people have great influence. Now, he's a son of Raguette Kaufman Abbes and Company. That was the name of the company they owned. This was out of Kyrgyzstan. He was born in 1790, I believe it was. They had a business in Bern, Switzerland. Descendant of an old family of Raetian nobility. They owned the company Abbes and Company. They were traders in Chur, Switzerland. He was a quartermaster, Royal Dutch Swiss Regiment from 1815 to 1822. He was Chur mayor and politician from 1834 to 1848. He was Swiss Federal Grand Counselor in 1847. He was Sonderbund War Material Supplier, 1847. The Swiss Commissioner, Commissar of War. He was a former colonel from 1826 to 31 and 1847 to 1861. He was a war and commerce collaborator with Albert Escher, who was the founder of Credit Suisse Bank, Swiss Life, Swiss Northeastern Railway. I'm sorry, I'm reading in distance from my computer here. Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, the Gothard Railway, the Swiss Federal Constitutional Swiss Federal Constitution Writer in 1848. Anthony S.'s Fauci's great-great uncle, common grandfather Daniel Stott Skitritar Abbes von Chur, 1690 to 1767, and grandmother Ursula Finer Abbes von Chur, 1690. So then, going way back, then his this great-great-great-grandfather was Abundi Abbes von Chur, born in Kyrgyzstan. And then his father was also born in Kyrgyzstan. His father was Daniel Stratsikret, born in 1690 again. And then Raguette Abbes von Chur, 1663 in Kyrgyzstan. And then Daniel Abbes von Chur, he dies in 1861. And then, so this goes way back, Chur, Switzerland. Now his mother, she's the Abbey, or she's part of the lineage here, and her name was Giovanni. Her name was this may not really be important, but in a sense it is, because you want to see the lineage on the father and the mother's side. like with Bill and Hillary Clinton, for example. They are both Illuminati, and they both have Illuminati background history, genealogy. But between Bill and Hillary, who has the higher rank in the Illuminati? This is according to the research I have read. Who has the higher rank, Bill or Hillary? Well, it's Hillary. Bill has great lineage. They're both Rockefeller children. But Hillary has the greater authority spiritually. Now, with Anthony's mother, her name is, let's see, Eugenia Lillian Marta Lucrezia Fauci. She's an Abbey. Her dad is Giovanni John Robert, who was an illustrator for New York Abbeys. Then her mother was, or her lineage comes from Regeth Abbeys von Chur. Then she is also related to Johannes Johaz Abbeys von Chur, which is in Kyrgyzstan. Then she is eventually so they have in my view occult lineage, great occult lineage, not general but more specific. So then going back to Ambrosi Abbeys von Chur in Kyrgyzstan. This is why they knew each other. Okay, then that's where she begins her lineage, right about early 1730. Now, this Regeth Abbeys, he was a talc trader, but also here's his M.O. No, it wouldn't be M.O. It would be called the resume. So he is Swiss Commissar of War, silver, gold, uranium, coal, ores, talc trader with Kyrgyzstan, writer of the Swiss Constitution, benefactor of Credit Suisse, Swiss Life, Swiss Railroads. He's the ETH, whatever that refers to, Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. Alfred Escher, benefactor. Escher Weiss, which, hang on, Klaus Schwab. So these families were related going clear back. Escher Weiss, Klaus Schwab, marries his wife, is an Escher. And they were the big industrial company in Nazi Germany, which was never bombed. In Ravensburg, I think it was Ravensburg, Germany, during World War II, it was off limits. It was Escher Weiss, the group, the company that created heavy water for the nuclear programs. So this is who we're talking about. We're not talking about, you know, some brilliant young boy that goes to college and ends up being at the right place at the right time in the government working for in research. No. This is lineage. This is generational. Going back to what John said, you have the children of the Lord, the children of God, the children of the devil. Presently today, the war that most people are not aware of and don't grasp, understand, is the war between two kingdoms, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of the devil. These two kingdoms are now clashing. And this is exactly what Christ said would occur before his second return. The kingdoms would clash, and all of the kingdoms of darkness would, even though they are in a struggle to take dominant position, I can explain it this way. The witchcraft out of Africa, which would be black witchcraft, voodoo, things of that nature. You have the witchcraft coming out of Israel, ancient witchcraft, still very, very powerful. Then you have the witchcraft coming out of South America, out of Europe, witchcraft coming out of the that has arrived and is very powerful in the United States, which would be Anglo-Saxon witchcraft, which is what you would have with this family of the Schwab and Dr. Lai, Henry and Soros, many of the others, Jewish. This clash, these kingdoms are vying for position. Who is going to rule the future? Is it going to be dominant white Anglo-Saxon witchcraft, black witchcraft, Asian witchcraft, Jewish witchcraft, Hispanic witchcraft? Will all of these different families in the occult will unify to fight together? And then you have the witchcraft in Islam. Islam is steeped deep in age-old witchcraft, Satanism, the conjuring of the jinn. The jinn are very powerful demons called jinn in Islam. The women and men, they know, they're afraid of these invisible powers because they know they're real. And within Islam, you have Freemasonry. Freemasonry is involved with every one of these groups I've just mentioned. Freemasonry is kind of like the fuse that goes through all every stick of dynamite, igniting each, causing explosion with each, stick that it hits. There is a clash that has begun. Christian people are aware of it. They don't understand it. You can't understand it if you don't know the teachings of Moses, the prophets, what they have presented to the world for their time and for the time to come up to the present, unless they understand the teachings of Christ. And the reality that he actually fasts for 40 days, and who shows up to employ him, to offer him a job? The devil and Satan. Satan was out to employ Christ himself. Satan leaves after the Lord rebukes him, but what did the devil do? He went out to find families in the world that would build his kingdom. And they have done a pretty good job. This technology that we have today. Yeah, Christians were, their insight and their abilities were involved. But really, everything was put together. These cities of the world were by the children of the devil. Because Satan had to build his kingdom. Christ, with this temptation of the devil, the devil made it clear that if Christ would fall down and worship him or bow the knee, all the kingdoms that were future would be given to Christ. And who is going to build those kingdoms? It says that these kingdoms I will give to you. They were the devil's kingdoms. They were his property. They were the work of his hands, using individuals that would serve him. And those kingdoms would be given to Christ. Christ was going to build another kingdom, somewhat hidden, but eventually very well known, very understood, very powerful. And when the disciples started to cast demons out, then the kingdom of darkness was put on notice. There was a kingdom more powerful than the kingdom of Beelzebub and the Lord of the Flies. So we have presently a great conflict already occurring, and the target of everybody that I mentioned on the negative side is going to be true Christianity and Israel, because within Israel there are the individuals that will repopulate the millennial kingdom, and each of the 12 tribes of Israel will be represented in perfect genetically perfect from each of the 12 tribes. If God can create the universe, God can keep the perfect DNA of each of the 12 tribes of Jacob. So, okay, now we get an idea of who this individual is. We get an idea of the history of his lineage. So now as we investigate this individual, we see who he touches elbows with. We see who is in that sphere, in that company. We will get to view how we got to this point and what this is all about. This is about the destruction of the DNA. This is to destroy the DNA, and this is to bring in a new concept to take mankind, as perfect as mankind is, and improve on the structure genetically of mankind. This is what this is about. The devil in Genesis chapter 6, using the fallen angels who would leave their domain and become flesh and blood, basically, not really, but they would have a way in which to mate with women to have offspring, which were called Nephilim. This was a way to alter the genetic makeup of the people from the time of Adam up to the time of Noah, to contaminate the DNA. And at the same time, not only contaminate, but to possess the people at that time, which did occur. So to really complete the thought, exposing Dr. I put the title, Exposing Dr. Death, Thank You Tulsi, or Thanks Tulsi. Fortunately, we do have an individual that really does care for the American people, and Donald Trump also, and his cabinet for the most part. Okay, I have to conclude. So, podcasts, thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com. Easy to remember. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. On the website, you have my P.O. Box. Two sections, the Olive Tree section and this present truth section. You have a variety. They're very informative. I know they will help you. They will get you to understand the world, to see the thing, way things really are. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you, protect you. I'll continue. I'll return. So next time.